Daled Adar Aleph, Tuesday the 8th of February, of Yosef Chevroini, the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah.
In fact, the thing that a masmid, the definition of a masmid, is somebody who learns day and night, doesn't stop for a minute. This is what you usually think, this is a masmid. But we'll see that from the Parashas HaShavua, Parashas Trumo, we'll find an interesting chidushim about the definition of a masmid and how much do you need really to learn to, in order to become a masmid. And the Gemara said like this in the Dorim Daches. Ve'omar abgid lo marav ve'omar ashkim ve'esh neperek ze esh nemasech tezu neder godel nodar leloi ki Yisrael. If somebody makes a neder, I'll get up and I'll learn a certain perek, a certain masechta. Neder godel nodar leloi ki Yisrael. It's a big neder. Ask the Gemara, v'alumush b'moemedu ben shvo chal al shvo. We know that there's a cloud, there's a rule, that something that we are mechuyav already ma'al Sinai, can't strengthen it with the shvo. Because you're mushba v'omed ma'al Sinai, what do you help when you add the shvo on it? So if we are ready mechuyav to learn Torah, we are ready mechuyav to learn this perek, we are ready mechuyav to learn this masechta, so what do we add? How can we take upon ourselves a new chiyuv of a shvua, a new chiyuv of a neder? So the Gemara concludes, Hakomash melon, kevan di boi potar nafshe b'kriyas moshachis ve'arvis, mishumach echel chushvu ale. So the Gemara, since he can potar nafshe, he can be yoitze the mitzvah talmotere, he can be yoitze the chiyuv of talmotere, with learning Krishma, Shachis, Ve'arvis, so it's enough. So if he adds more than Krishma, Shachis, Ve'arvis, everybody says Krishma, Shachis, Ve'arvis every morning. And you can be poetry, you chiyuv Talmud Torah with Krishma, Shachis, Ve'arvis at the Gemara. So if you add something more than Krishma, a perek, a masechte behind Krishma, so something you're not mechuyav, and the nether is mechayev you. And since the nether is moisiv, is adding this chiyuv to learn this perek and this masechte, so the nether is chal, the nether godel nodar l'eloik Yisrael, it's a big nether. But we know that there is a posuk in Yeshua, lo yomush sefer ha-toyer hazeh mipicho v'ogiso bo yoyim v'laylo, that the sefer Torah should not move from our lips, and v'ogiso bo yoyim v'laylo, we should learn day and night. So how can it be that we can be yoitze the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in Krishma Shachis Varvis? We have to learn day and night. How can we be yoitze in Krishma Shachis Varvis? So the Ran asked this question here in the Dorim Daf Chet. The Ran said, of course, you're not yoitze mitzvah of Talmud Torah in Krishma Shachis Varvis. But said the Ran, from here you can prove something that the Ran, the Shita of the Ran, that not every chiyuv we're saying that if you're already mechuyov, you cannot strengthen it with a nether. You cannot add a nether to the chiyuv. Only something that is mefurash b'Torah, something that is written clearly in the Torah, something like this, you say a shvua, you're already mushba v'emet mar Sinai. Since we were mushba mar Sinai to do it, we don't add anything but doing the nether. But something is not mefurash b'Torah, we learn it from the Navi, from Chazal, even though it's a chiyuv from the Torah, this you can add a nether, you can strengthen it with a nether. Said the Ran, since v'ogiso v'yoyim v'laylo, it's only a pasuk in Yoshua, it's not mefurash b'Torah, for this chiyuv, you can add a chiyuv of a nether, and the nether is chal. So according to the Ran, there's no such a thing kriyas mashachis v'arvis. Kriyas mashachis v'arvis is only the chiyuv of the Torah, which is said in the Torah, b'shoch b'cho of kumecho. We say every day that we should learn b'shoch b'cho when you go to sleep, or b'kumecho when you wake up. For this, it's enough, krishma shachis v'arvis. But anything you have to learn more, it's not mefurash b'Torah, it's not written clearly in the Torah, so mimele, you can add a shvo, you can add a neder. But the Ritva have a different way to explain this Gemara. Said the Ritva, It's true. You mechuyev to learn day and night. V'gisa b'yoyim v'laylo. L'yom v'shsefer atezem atev azem v'picho. You have to learn day and night. Masada Ritvo. If somebody have to go out for parnasa, he's got to work. Or he's got a mitzvah iveres. So when you do a mitzvah iveres, when you do a mitzvah, you lose the mitzvah if you're not doing it. Or you go out for your parnasa, you potter from Talmud Torah. And said the Ritvo, when you mechuyev to learn, you mechuyev to learn brochas only, Shabbos only, Gittin only, Kiddushin only. You can have whatever you want. When somebody makes a neder, said the Ritva, Okum ve'eshne peregzi, eshne masechtezu, so the neder gives him a chiyuv that is not mechuyev from the Torah. He's only mechuyev from the Torah to learn if he's not oisik b'panasosai. He's only mechuyev to learn if he doesn't have mitzvah iveres. But he will have mitzvah iveres, he have to go to work, he have to go for his panose, he's not mechuyev said the Ritva. He can go out of a manosa. Comes the neder, and the neder makes him a chiyuv that is not mechuyev from the Torah, that he cannot go to work, he cannot go to do a mitzvah, because the neder is now mechayev that he should learn. And said the Ritva. It's even simpler. The lashon of the Gemara Omar Avgidl Omar Rav. If somebody said, Aimer Okum Eshne Perek Ze, Eshne Masechte Zu, doesn't say, I just go and learn some Perek, some Masechte. He said, I want to learn Brochus now. I want to learn Menochus now. He doesn't know Chiyom to learn Menochus. He can be Yoitz Mitzvah Stam Mutera with Zvochim. He doesn't have to learn Menochus now. So him, if he makes a neder to learn Menochus Bedavka, or Zvochim Bedavka, so he adds a Chiyuv that is not Nuchiyom from the Torah. The Torah doesn't say, V'gis Abayim Abayim Menochus every morning. Torah said, whatever you learn, you yoitz it. And if he defines, and he said, I want to learn specifically some Masechta, so the neder gives him a chiyuv much more than the Torah is a mechayev. So if you have a new chiyuv that the neder makes, that he doesn't have in the Torah, why shouldn't the neder rechal? This is the explanation that the Ritva gives. And the question is, why doesn't the Ran agree with the Ritva? The Ran proves, he brings the raya to his shite, that a chiyuv that you're not mechuyuv from the Torah clearly, that's not written clearly in the Torah, it's not mefurish by Torah, you can add a neder. The raya is from here, because how can you add a neder here? You mechuyuv Talmud Torah yom v'laylo. Said the Ran, it's not mefurish by Torah. But according to the Ritva, it's much simpler. It's not raya from the Gemara. You can explain the Gemara that the reason the neder is chal, and the chanami you mechuyuv to learn day and night from the Torah. But the reason the neder is chal, because he's adding, there's an addition of chiyuv that you don't have from the Torah. The chiyuv to learn, even if you go out for panose, or the chiyuv to learn specifically some masechta or some perek, that you're not mechuyuv specifically to learn from the Torah. So why didn't the Ran take the Torahs of the Ritva? So simple. The Ritva, when it brings this point, that when you're Isaac in Parnose, when you're busy to do Parnose, when you have mitzvah iveret, you're potter from Talmud Torah, or you don't have now to learn because you have to go to war, it said, Kedamrinan b'menoches. What is the raya? What does it take from menoches that you have such a ketur of when you go to Parnose, when you go to war, or when you do a mitzvah? So the sugi in Menoches is really the source of the sugya here in the Dori. There's a Mishnah in Menoches about Lechem Aponim. There's a Mishnah in Menoches Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. Said the Mishnah, when you do the Lechem Aponim, every Erev Shabbos, you put on the Shulchan of Beis HaMikdash, you put the Lechem Aponim. So Chomim said, it said in the Torah, we read it last parsha. It said lechem ponim lefonei tomid. Should be always a lechem ponim on the shulchan. What does it mean tomid? Always, constantly. What does it mean tomid? So Chachamim say that when the Kohanim take the old lechem, the old bread, and the Kohanim brings the new bread, they have to do it in one go, to take away the old bread and together to put the new bread. Because tomid means constantly, without any hafsek. You cannot stop having the lechem aponim on the shulchan. So what is tomid according to Chachamim? All the time, every minute. So you can't have a minute without lechem aponim on the shulchan. So when you take out the old one, you should push the new one together with taking out the old one, that you shouldn't have one moment that the shulchan will be without the lechem aponim. But Rabbi Yossi said no. Said the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Omer afilu eilu noitnim ve'eilu manichim afilu isotomit. Don't have to. In order to be mekayem lechem ponim lefonai tomid, don't have to have it all the time on the table. And said the Gemara like this, Tanya, said in the Braise, Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilu silik et hayeshon hashachris v'sider hasachadosh ha'arvis, ein bekach klum. Even if he takes the old lechem upon him in the morning, and he puts the new lechem upon him late afternoon, it's fine, no problem about it. Elamani mekayim lefonei tomid. So what does this mean that the Torah is telling us it has to be tomid? Always you have to have lechem aponim on the shulchan. Shelo yolin shulchan beloy lechem. You should have it every day. This would mean tomid. So we see from the Mishnah these two definitions of tomid, of constantly, of always. According to Chachamim, it's every minute. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's every day. Said the Gemara, Omar Rav Ami, comes Rav Ami with the big chiddush, quoting the Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Midvarov shel Rabbi Yossi nirmoy. We can learn from Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Afilu lo ishono odom, elo perek echod shachris, uperek echod arvis, ki em mitzvas lo yomush sefer ha-Torah hazeh mipicho. It's true. There's a pasuk lo yomush sefer ha-Torah hazeh mipicho. You have to learn. You shouldn't stop learning. Lo yamush. The Torah will be constantly al picho. But constantly? Tomit? Once in the morning, once in the evening. Perek echot shachris, perek echot arvis. This is what it means, tomit. So as we said before, a masmid, according to Rabbi Yossi, is somebody who learns every morning. Perek echot shachris, perek echot arvis. Is mekayem ve'ogisa bo'yoyimom v'laylo ve'yomuv sefer terzim pichot. This is enough to be mekayem, to be a big masmid. A big masmid is one perish achis, one perik avis. Oma Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rav Shimon Bar Yochai adds, afilu leikor odom el akriyas shma shachis v'arvis ki em lo'imo yomush. Even if somebody just read Krishma Shachis V'Arvis, which means every Jew who goes to Daven, he says Krishma Shachis and he says Krishma Arvis, ki em lo yomush sefer hazeh mipicho. V'dovor zeh osur le'omroi b'fnei ha'moretz. You shouldn't say such a thing b'fnei ha'moretz, because ha'moretz will take it. Rashi said, shouldn't learn. Rav Omer, mitzvah lo yomer b'fnei ha'moretz. Rav said, it's a mitzvah lo yomer b'fnei ha'moretz, because if you take such a schar only for Krishna, said Rashi, how much schar you get from every word you learn. So this is a very hard gemara to understand. That's it. Means to say that somebody said every morning Krishna, said every evening Krishna, we know so much. We have to learn day and night. This is what it means. Krishna Shachis Varvis. You say Krishna and that's it, you potter. What's the pshat in this Gemara? But the truth is, it's not so simple. We have here we can conclude that we have here in this Gemara three machloikesim. First machloikes, start with the machloikes in Lechem Aponim. What does it mean, tamid? What does it mean always? What does it mean constantly? According to Chachamim, constantly it is. Every minute. Day and night. That's why according to Chachamim, when you take out the Lechem Aponim, you have to be careful not to leave the Shulchan one moment without the bread. Only according to Rabbi Yossi, Tomid means once a day, it's enough for Tomid. So even if you put it, the Lechem, the old Lechem, you take away in the morning, you put the new one in the evening, this is Tomid. Tomid means every day, daily. This is regularly, according to Rabbi Yossi. So this is one machloikis. When the Gemara brings a second machloikis, Rav Ami said, according to Rav Yossi, it's enough to learn perek echot shachis and perek echot arvis. One perek shachis, one perek arvis. Layomush sefer teze mepicho. It's you did it tamid, always. Layomush. So this is according to Rav Yossi. And then comes Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Yechon Rishim Rav Shimon bar Yochai said, what do you need to learn? Perak Echot Shachis, Perak Echot Harvis. Anyway, you say Krishma every day. Krishma is also divater. So why do you need to add the Perak Echot Shachis, Perak Echot Harvis? You have it Tomid with saying, with laying Krishma every day. So this is another machloikis that we have to understand. What is the machloikis if it's Perak Echot Shachis, Perak Echot Harvis? One Perak Shachis, one Perak Harvis, or Krishma? Shimon Bar Yochai is right. What's wrong with Krishma? Krishma is also Perek Echot. And then there's a third machloikis. If it's a mitzvah to say Tam Oretz, it's also to say Tam Oretz. What is this machloikis? So the Rambam asks Aloche according to Chachomim, not according to Rabbi Yossi. The Rambam said that you have to have the Lechem Aponim always in the Shulchan, and not to leave the Shulchan one moment without Lechem. And the Shulchan Aruch brings the Lashon HaRambam, what the Rambam passes is about the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah. And the Shulchan Aruch brings the Lashon HaRambam, Kol Ish Yisrael Chayav B'Talmud Torah. Everybody is Mechuyav B'Talmud Torah. Bin Oni, Bin Osher, if you're poor, if you're rich, Ben Sholem B'Gufa, Ben Bali Surim, if you're healthy, if you suffer, Ben Bochur, Ben Zoken, if you're young or old, Vafil Oni HaMechazer Al HaPsochim, even if you go and collect for money, Afilu Baal Ish Ubonim, if you have children and wife, Chayov Likbo Alo Zman LeTalmud Torah Bayom Uvalaylo, Shenema Vagisa Bayom Uvalaylo. You have to be Kovei Yam, Zman Bayom Uvalaylo, Shenema Vagisa Bayom Uvalaylo. This is Loshon HaRambam. So according to the Rambam, it doesn't say here, it's enough perek echod. It doesn't say Krishma Shachis Varvis. You have to be kuvea by yom uvalayla. You have to have time, a day, a night, to learn. But the Ramo add, ubishat adchak, when you don't have the time to learn, afilu lo ikorra Krishma Shachis Varvis, lo yomushu mipicho karinan be. And he brings this from a goyis maimuni on the Rambam. If it's just adhak, if you push for time, if you have to go to work, if you have to go to do a mitzvah, if you're busy in something that you should do, it's enough Krishma Shachis Varvis. So the question is, we saw three machlekesim, right? Where does the Ramah take his shita from? If it's according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said lo yomush, it's Shachis Varvis. So why only when you have a dhak? Why only when you are pushed for time or you have to go to work? You're not mechuyev more than that. Tomid means morning and evening. Every day you learn yomichayim yuchiyu. Why do you have to learn day and night unless you're pushed for time, unless you don't have the time to learn? And if it's a great nuchachonim, what does it help that bishat adchai? Okay, it's hard. Even if it's hard, you have to learn day and night. Tomid means Le Yomush sefer teirze mepuchom. Le Yomush means all the time. You have to learn from the morning till you go to sleep. And the halacha is according to Chachomim. So what is the pshat in the Ramah that the Ramah brings b'shitas Chachomim, because the Rambam paskin Chachomim and he brings from Agos Maimonides, and the Rambam who also brings b'shitas Chachomim, that you can be yaitzi with Krishna Shachis Ma'aretz. Said the Goyen on Shulchan Aruch, "Bayoyim uvalayla menoches tadikhtes amut beis." This is the sugya that we saw. "Uvishas adchaki Rabbi Yochanan sham." This is the quote of Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, the same Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Doratino. "Uvenedorim dafchet amut alef ve'ein dat haran ken." This is not Shitas Haran. "Venirani desvira li desugyanu kirabi yisi b'masnisi." What does the Goyen mean to say here? So to explain this sugya, there's another Goyen explanation from the Goyen, which you can find in Shnois Eliyahu, on Mishnayos, on the beginning of Masech Tepeye. In the Mishnah we say every day, "Eilu dvorim she'elam shiur." One of the things that doesn't have a shiur is Talmud Torah. And the Goyen comes in the big chiddush, and we'll explain it the way, if you want to see, Marichus, it's brought up in Birkas Shmuel from Rabbi Ochber Leibovich, Simen Chof Zayin in Kiddushi. And he explains the Goyen like this. The Goyen said, it's true. There's a pasuk, said in the Novi, Yeshua, Berk Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, "Layamush sefer ha-Torah hazeh mipicho v'ogisa b'yoyim v'laylo." But there's another posuk, "Yeshoch b'cho uv'kumecho." Where they're going, the chiyuv of Talmud Torah comes from a combination of the two psukim, that one is megale on the other. In one hand it said, "Yeshoch b'cho uv'kumecho," and the other hand it said, "V'ogisa b'yoyim v'laylo layamush sefer ha-Torah hazeh mipicho." What is the pshat? Said the Goyen like this. If we will only have one pasuk, "Layomush sefer ha-Torah hazeh mipicho v'ogisa b'yoyim v'laylo," and we're speaking according to Shitas Chachomim, that no chochmas. "Yoyim v'laylo" means day and night, "Layomush" should learn without stopping. So, if you would have lost 1 minute, in this minute, you lose the mitzvah. The same thing like tzitzis, yeah? Every minute we're taking upon us, we wear tzitzis, we mekayem a mitzvah. In the minute we take, we don't wear tzitzis, we're not mekayem a mitzvah, we lose the mitzvah. So the same thing will be Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, every minute, the time of every minute is mekayem, you have to learn all the time. If you lose 1 minute, because you go to walk, you do something, it's lost. There's no tashlumim. There's nothing to do about it. Oh, you can even say it more. If the Torah will only tell us, "V'ogisa b'yoyimom v'layla l'yomush sefer ha-Torah z'mipicho," it would have means that this is the kiyum. The kiyum is if you do it constantly. If you lose 1 minute, you're not mekayim anything. Because it's not layamush sefer ha-Torah hazeh mipicho v'ogisa b'yoyim v'layla. If it's not yoyim v'layla, you're not mekayim b'chlal b'chiyut. Comes the Torah. The Torah is telling us, "Meshach b'cho v'kumecha." It's a chiyuv with a limit. It's not an unlimited chiyuv. It's a chiyuv that you can be yoytze. Because it's meshach b'cho. You have to learn when you wake up. You have to learn, when you go to sleep, "Meshoch b'cho." You have to learn when you wake up. But if the Torah would have told us only "Meshoch b'cho v'kumecho," said the Goyen, one word of Torah would be enough "Meshoch b'cho." One word of Torah would be enough "V'kumecho." You did "Meshoch b'cho," you did "V'kumecho." Comes the Torah, and Torah is telling us how much you need to learn "Meshoch b'cho." How much you need to learn "V'kumecho." You have to learn Shach Becho in a quantity and a quality of learning and learning and learning all the time. But, said the Goyim, since it's only defined as B'shoch B'cho, it's limited to B'shoch B'cho. If you have to go to war, even if in one world you mekayim B'shoch B'cho, because you learned, you're mekayim the B'shoch B'cho, you learned B'shoch B'cho, you learned B'kumecho. So the combination of the two chiyuvim gives you this Ramon, that the Ramon said, it's true. You have to learn, you have to be kovei azman b'yoyim, b'laylo, all the time. But since the Torah limited it, with the chiyuv that you can be yoytze, so mimele, if you land and you go, you push for time, you have to go to work, you have to have panose, you have to do mitzvah iveres, then you yoytze with Krishma Shachis Varvis. And I think this is the idea of Krishma Shachis Varvis. Because since you cannot be poiter yourself from Krishma Shachis V'Arvis, you mechuyav anyway. There's no way out of Krishma Shachis V'Arvis, yeah? There's no mitzvah, almost, there's no mitzvah Krishma Shachis V'Arvis. So, mainly, if you don't say Krishma, you also have a bitl Torah. Because only if there's something that you can be poiter yourself with panose, with mitzvah, then it's not a bitl Torah. Because this is what you have today in B'shoch B'cho. This is what you have today in B'kumecho. But Krishma, since you cannot be poison yourself, if you don't learn Krishma, you'll be nitba. Not only in the Krishma, also in Bitl Teir. So now we'll understand how the Goyen learned his Gemara. The Goyen learned the Gemara. Rav Ami comes with Perek Echot Shachis, Perek Echot Arvis, according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, said, Krishma Shachis V'Arvis. What is the machlekes here? Said the Gaon, very simple. Very simple. There's a third chiyuv of Talmud Torah that we didn't speak about, which the Rambam starts with the Yochai's Talmud Torah. Said the Rambam, Kotn is potu mitzvah Talmud Torah, but his father has to learn with him. Why? Because he said, Ulemadetem oisom ushmartem la'asoisom. What does it mean? It means to say that we have to know the Torah. Because if we don't know the Torah, we won't know how to behave. We won't know how to do mitzvahs. We don't know the halachas. Ve'lemadetem oisem ushmartem la'asoisom. This is a new chiyuv of the knowledge of Torah. How can a Jew go and be a Jew without learning Torah, without knowing Torah? So this is what Rav Ami said. Even according to Rabbi Yossi, shouldn't know Torah. So you can learn slowly. Perek Echot Shachis, Perek Echot, then Perek Echot, another chapter. Because like this, you'll know the Torah. Because Rabbi Yossi never was pointed to you from the Chiyuv of Yediyas HaTorah. So you can combine the Chiyuv of Yediyas HaTorah, do it slowly. Learn Halachas in the morning, Halachas in the evening, a chapter in Mishneh Berurah in the morning, a chapter in the evening, you'll know how to be. So obviously said the Goyen, how can Rav Shimon bar Yochai said, Krishma Shachris V'Arvis is enough? Could it be that a Jew will remain a Jew with only Krishma Shachris V'Arvis without knowing anything? Obviously Rav Shimon bar Yochai didn't speak B'shitas Rabbi Yossi. He speaks according to the Chachomim. According to Chachomim, because it said, B'shoch B'cho V'kumecho, when you're honest, when you can't do it anymore, Krish B'shachis V'Arvis, it's enough. Said the Goyen, this is not Shita Saran. How do we know it's not Shita Saran? Very simple. We started with the Ran, that the Ran asks, Krish B'shachis V'Arvis, what about Vagisa V'yoyim V'Laylo? The Ritva says a very simple text. The Ritva speaks about the Goyen and said, Kedamrinat b'menoches, like we saw in Menoches. Said the Ritva, you only mechuy of Krishma Shachis V'Arvis when you don't go to work, when you don't have a mitzvah. But when you make some nether, when you vote to do more, you have a chiyuv more than what the Torah mechayev you. The Ram doesn't agree with it. Why? Because going to the Ram, this is also, as the Goyen said, is B'shitas Rabbi Yossi. Rav Shimon bar Yochai is also B'shitas Rabbi Yossi. So it is B'shitas Rabbi Yossi. So this is a pasuk b'shoch b'chov kumecho, but you have to learn mipaskik hachachomim. So you don't have a way out of learning. Said the Ritva, only according to my chidush, according to what the Gaon explained in Shmos Eliyahu. So when you learn brachas you yoytze, when you learn menachas you yoytze, you're not mechuyuk to learn everything. You have to learn b'shoch lecho. You have to learn b'kumecho. According to the Ran, you have two chiyuvim. You have one chiyuv of chish meshachis v'arvis, and then you have the chiyuv v'gisa b'hem v'layel according to chachomim. According to the Ran, there's not such a thing as you niftar from chiyuv talmud teire. You have to know all the teire kulo. Now you're mechuyuv to know kol teire kulo. Whatever you learn comes into your chiyuv, because you'll never be potter from this chiyuv until you learn kol ha-tere kulo. So when you say, I want to learn menoches, I want to learn brochas, everything is included in your chiyuv. So according to the Ran, you don't have the tirus from the Ritva. The Kadosh Baruch Hu will help. It will be mekayem. V'ogisa b'yom v'layla, v'yom v'shsefer atezer v'picho, and be'ezer Hashem, will be, v'lemadetem oisem u'shachatem la'aseisem.